What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and still got a lot to get to here on a Wednesday show. First of all, listen, it sucks. It sucks that they lose 1-0. 1-0 at the hands of the Houston Astros last night. Few takeaways from this game. I mean, number one, this Johan Rojas at the plate thing needs to stop. This guy is playing the field, like defensive replacement, run the bases kind of guy at most. He cannot hit. Like he just can't hit. His best chance to get on base at any given moment is to lay down a bunt. Like it is literally just to lay down a bunt. There is nothing else that this guy can do to try and consistently hit the baseball. It is like having a pitcher hit in the era of the designated hitter, and it's enough. Like it's totally, totally enough. Johan Rojas at this point, it is totally enough. I've seen enough to say I'm done with the him Marsh platoon. Like as bad as I'm not the biggest Brandon Marsh fan, he obviously can't hit against lefties. It's insane that this is still the situation we're left in all these years later. But when push comes to shove, this is going to be a situation where I think Marsh needs to play just about every day until the trade deadline. And you need to acquire someone who can play center field by the trade deadline. This is not a major league, offensively speaking, this is not a major league outfield as of right now. Like it just isn't. And I don't think that this is a team that can continue to trot Max Kepler out, trot Brandon Marsh out, trot Johan Rojas out, and be considered a serious postseason contender. It just isn't. And there's no way, shape, or form that, in my opinion, listen, the bullpen is a big deal. I'm not discounting this bullpen as a big deal, because it is. I actually think the offense is a bigger deal, and I think that getting an outfielder, specifically a guy who can hit from the right side, is a bigger deal, because you need someone who, at the minimum, can fill out the other side of that Marsh platoon, at minimum. And you need someone who, at minimum, can fit, you know, actually put together a competent at-bat for you, and who's not going to make us all pull our hair out in October. Like that is kind of what we're headed for here. So I think it was really, it almost feels like GM or president of baseball operations, whatever you want to call it, malpractice, that this is the team we still have. just too often that this lineup gets too thin too quick. Last night, Ranger Suarez goes out and pitches his ass off, allows one home run to freaking Cooper Hummel, and that's the difference between you winning and losing, because you lose a game 1-0. Like, I felt like I was watching a regular season version of Game 5 in 2011 all over again. Like, that's how bad this was. So I think it's just a little insane. I think it's a little nuts that this is still the team we have. I think it's a little nuts that it's gotten this far, because it feels like this has been the platoon that we've had here for now a couple of seasons. It feels like this is the squad the Phillies have had for a couple of years at this point, and it's got to change. It's just absolutely must change. So I'd love to get people's thoughts on that in the comments on Twitter, whatever the case might be. The other thing about last night is, listen, people were upset that like Rojas took that final at bat. It's Josh Hader. The guy's 20 for 20 on saves. And literally, as I said on the post-game show last night, he is on pace. We are officially 79 games, at least the Phillies are. Don't know exactly where the Astros are. Phillies are 79 games into the 2025 season. So, you know, Hader, let's say they're at the same point. Hader is at 20 saves around the same point. Let's say he picks up one more save. He's pretty much right on track to Brad Lidge's 2008, going 41 for 41. And then, you know, we'll see how far the Astros get in the postseason in terms of him trying to match that level of success, going 7 for 7 in the playoffs. Like, totally, didn't matter who you stuck against Brad Lidge. Yeah, he had a couple of scares that year. He had the infamous Victorino throw in Atlanta. But there's no way that sticking someone else up there was going to change the outcome of that game last night. There's just no way. And there's no way, in my opinion, that you can... I don't think Rob Thompson should get a lick of blame for what's going on. Now, if you want to say he shouldn't bat Rojas, fine. But by the way, I don't think Marsh is that much better against lefties either. He stinks. And you kind of are going against your own philosophy there, which is that, listen, he hits from the right side, Stott. Like, that he only hits when it's a guy pitching from the right side. You have Bryson Stott, who didn't start. You had a number, you know, Max Kepler doesn't start when it's a lefty on the mound. Like, you just have guys who have proven an inability to hit lefties. And so I think this is a good baseball team. I think it's usually a good lineup, but listen, the numbers are what the numbers are. You know, Rob Thompson's going to manage this way. It's nothing new. Now, Johan Rojas is just, so everyone has a breaking point, right? Like, yeah, Brandon Marsh can't hit lefties, but if the alternative was you or I hitting up against there, he would take his odds with a major league hitter. I don't feel like Johan Rojas is a major league hitter. I feel like he has crossed that threshold where he just stinks so bad, and his only shot is to hit is to square up and bunt, that he just doesn't feel like he belongs on a major league field. And it's not even like tough at bats. I remember he went down in the second inning last night, or second or third inning last night, and it's just like 1-2-3, just Framber Valdez pumping fastballs. And it's like, come on, man. Like, come the hell on. This guy stinks. He just flat out stinks. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with them. That's kind of where I'm at with the Rojas thing. Hopefully they can bounce back. Hopefully they can even up this series at 1. You got Wheeler on the mound tonight, which is something that generally, you know, we should almost always feel good about. That's always a something that we can hang our hat on. The guy's a top 3, top 5 at worst pitcher in all of Major League Baseball. He is an absolute stud. He came in high on a lot of people's top 11 lists. I thought that was deservedly so. In a rotation where, similar to 2011, it feels like you got 4 aces on any given night, he is the true ace of aces. I mean, Zach Wheeler just is a stud. And I think an interesting debate that I heard on Jack and James's High Hopes podcast earlier in the week is like, who would your number 2 starter be right now? I think you get a lot of varying answers. Some people would say Lizardo, some people Suarez, some people Christopher Sanchez. Also interesting because you assume one of these guys maybe goes to the bullpen at some point, especially if Nola were to come back. I think it's really, really fascinating. And Suarez is only almost pitching so well that you like can't stick him in the bullpen. He is so good as a starter. They're gonna have an interesting predicament on their hands, and that's why I think this bat is a bigger issue. Going to get a bat is a bigger thing for this team than even going and getting a relief arm, because you're gonna have that excess. Maybe your rotation in the postseason is Wheeler, Sanchez, Lizardo, Nola, and Suarez is like your go-to Swiss Army knife out of the pen. And the funny thing is, you could argue that Suarez should be in the bullpen. You could argue he should be your number two starter right now. So I think it's really, really interesting to see what the current state of this team is. So again, Phillies and Astros tonight, another 8:10 Eastern start going up against the NBA draft. So a fun night of sports, if you will. Phillies come in 47-32. Astros come in 46-33. So they are exactly 79 games into the season as well. The pitching matchup will be Zach Wheeler going up against Colton Gordon. And Rob Thompson, if you noticed, switched Wheeler and Sanchez in the series to mix up the righty-lefty looks. And then on Thursday, you'll get Sanchez against Hunter Brown, who has been, just flat out phenomenal so far this season. I think overall in all of Major League Baseball, if you're looking at ERA, I think he's got the second best ERA in the league, just behind Paul Skeen. So definitely need this one tonight, because tomorrow is going to be no easy task for this Phillies offense. That's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Stay tuned tomorrow. My counterpart's Francisco Rojas, or tomorrow will be Justin Morgenstein. Tomorrow will be Francisco Rojas. Friday will be Justin Morgenstein. Always stay tuned for the latest right here on the Phillies Today podcast. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and still got a lot to get to here on a Wednesday show. First of all, listen, it sucks. It sucks that they lose 1-0 at the hands of the Houston Astros last night. Few takeaways from this game. I mean, number one, this Johan Rojas at the plate thing needs to stop. This guy is playing the field like defensive replacement, run the bases kind of guy at most. He cannot hit. Like he just can't hit. His best chance to get on base at any given moment is to lay down a bunt. Like, it is literally just to lay down a bunt. There is nothing else that this guy can do to try and consistently hit the baseball. It is like having a pitcher hit in the era of the designated hitter, and it's enough. Like, it's totally, totally enough. Johan Rojas at this point. It is totally enough. I've seen enough to say I'm done with the him Marsh platoon. Like, as bad as I'm not the biggest Brandon Marsh fan, he obviously can't hit against lefties. It's insane that this is still the situation we're left in all these years later. But when push comes to shove, this is going to be a situation where I think Marsh needs to play just about every day until the trade deadline. And you need to acquire someone who can play center field by the trade deadline. This is not a major league, offensively speaking, this is not a major league outfield as of right now. Like, it just isn't. And I don't think that this is a team that can continue to trot Max Kepler out, trot Brandon Marsh out, trot Johan Rojas out, and be considered a serious postseason contender. It just isn't. And there's no way, shape, or form that, in my opinion, listen, the bullpen is a big deal. I'm not discounting this bullpen as a big deal, because it is. I actually think the offense is a bigger deal. And I think that getting an outfielder, specifically a guy who can hit from the right side, is a bigger deal, because you need someone who at the minimum can fill out the other side of that Marsh platoon, at minimum. And you need someone who at minimum can fit, actually put together a competent at bat for you, and who's not going to make us all pull our hair out in October. Like, that is kind of what we're headed for here. So I think it was really, it almost feels like GM or president of baseball operations whatever you want to call it, malpractice, that this is the team we still have. Just too often that this lineup gets too thin too quick. Last night, Ranger Suarez goes out and pitches his ass off, allows one home run to freaking Cooper Hummel, and that's the difference between you winning and losing, because you lose a game 1-0. Like, I felt like I was watching a regular season version of Game 5 in 2011 all over again. Like, that's how bad this was. So I think it's just a little insane. I think it's a little nuts that this is still the team we have. I think it's a little nuts that it's gotten this far, because it feels like this has been the platoon that we've had here for now a couple of seasons. It feels like this is the squad the Phillies have had for a couple of years at this point, and it's got to change. It's just absolutely must change. So I'd love to get people's thoughts on that in the comments on Twitter, whatever the case might be. The other thing about last night is, listen, people were upset that, like, Rojas took that final at bat. It's Josh Hader. The guy's 20 for 20 on saves. And literally, as I said on the post-game show last night, he is on pace. We are officially 79 games, at least the Phillies are. Don't know exactly where the Astros are. Phillies are 79 games into the 2025 season. So, you know, Hader, let's say they're at the same point. Hader is at 20 saves around the same point. Let's say he picks up one more save. He's pretty much right on track to Brad Lidge's 2008, going 41 for 41. And then, you know, we'll see how far the Astros get in the postseason in terms of him trying to match that level of success, going 7 for 7 in the playoffs. Like, totally, didn't matter who you stuck against Brad Lidge. Yeah, he had a couple of scares that year. He had the infamous Victorino throw in Atlanta. But there's no way that sticking someone else up there was going to change the outcome of that game last night. There's just no way. And there's no way, in my opinion, that you can... I don't think Rob Thompson should get a lick of blame for what's going on. Now, if you want to say he shouldn't bat Rojas, fine. But by the way, I don't think Marsh is that much better against lefties either. He stinks. And you kind of are going against your own philosophy there, which is that, listen, he hits from the right side. Stott, like, he only hits when it's a guy pitching from the right side. You have Bryson Stott, who didn't start. You had a number, you know, Max Kepler doesn't start when it's a lefty on the mound. Like, you just have guys who have proven an inability to hit lefties. And so I think this is a good baseball team. I think it's usually a good lineup. But listen, the numbers are what the numbers are. You know Rob Thompson's going to manage this way. It's nothing new. Now, Johan Rojas is just so, everyone has a breaking point, right? Like, yeah, Brandon Marsh can't hit lefties, but if the alternative was you or I hitting up against there, he would take his odds with a major league hitter. I don't feel like Johan Rojas is a major league hitter. I feel like he has crossed that threshold where he just stinks so bad, and his only shot is to hit, is to square up and bunt, that he just doesn't feel like he belongs on a major league field. And it's not even like tough at bats. I remember he went down in the second inning last night, or second or third inning last night, and it's just like 1-2-3, just Framber Valdez pumping fastballs. And it's like, come on, man. Like, come the hell on. This guy stinks. He just flat out stinks. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with them. That's kind of where I'm at with the Rojas thing. Hopefully they can bounce back. Hopefully they can even up this series at 1. You got Wheeler on the mound tonight. Which is something that generally, you know, we should almost always feel good about. That's always a something that we can hang our hat on. The guy's a top 3, top 5 at worst pitcher in all of Major League Baseball. He is an absolute stud. He came in high on a lot of people's top 11 lists. I thought that was deservedly so. In a rotation where, similar to 2011, it feels like you got 4 aces on any given night, he is the true ace of aces. I mean, Zach Wheeler just is a stud. And I think an interesting debate that I heard on Jack and James's High Hopes podcast earlier in the week is, like, who would your number 2 starter be right now? I think you get a lot of varying answers. Some people would say Lizardo, some people Suarez, some people Christopher Sanchez. Also interesting, because you assume one of these guys maybe goes to the bullpen. at some point, especially if Nola were to come back. I think it's really, really fascinating. And Suarez is only almost pitching so well that you like can't stick him in the bullpen. He is so good as a starter. They're gonna have an interesting predicament on their hands, and that's why I think this bat is a bigger issue. Going to get a bat is a bigger thing for this team than even going and getting a relief arm, because you're gonna have that excess. Maybe your rotation in the postseason is Wheeler, Sanchez, Lizardo, Nola, and Suarez is like your go-to Swiss Army knife out of the pen. And the funny thing is, you could argue that Suarez should be in the bullpen. You could argue he should be your number two starter right now. So I think it's really, really interesting to see what the current state of this team is. So again, Phillies and Astros tonight, another 8:10 Eastern start going up against the NBA draft. So a fun night of sports, if you will. Phillies come in 47-32, Astros come in 46-33. So they are exactly 79 games into the season as well. The pitching matchup will be Zach Wheeler going up against Colton Gordon. And Rob Thompson, if you noticed, switched Wheeler and Sanchez in the series to mix up the righty-lefty looks. And then on Thursday, you'll get Sanchez against Hunter Brown, who has been, just flat out phenomenal so far this season. I think overall in all of Major League Baseball, if you're looking at ERA, I think he's got the second best ERA in the league, just behind Paul Skeen. So definitely need this one tonight, because tomorrow is going to be no easy task for this Phillies offense. That's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. Stay tuned tomorrow. My counterpart's Francisco Rojas, or tomorrow will be Justin Morgenstein. Tomorrow will be Francisco Rojas. Friday will be Justin Morgenstein. Always stay tuned for the latest right here on the Phillies Today podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.